It was a record year for the Jimmy Scramble this weekend in Jamestown, and the post-14 Eagles head to Wyoming for a Legion baseball tournament. I'm Jared Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. The 35th annual Jimmy Scramble took place on Saturday at the Jamestown Country Club, and like previous years, the format was a four-person scramble and featured record-breaking numbers across the board. A record number of golfers, 94 on Friday night during the shootout event, and 244 golfers on Saturday's scramble participated in these events. The golf event and online silent auction grossed a record high $66,000, and all proceeds from these two events help support athletic scholarships and program operating budgets at the University of Jamestown. Assistant Athletic Director Jim Kleeman said the Jimmy Scramble has become a great tradition, and its impact on our UJ student-athletes and athletic programs is tremendous. The Scramble was split into two divisions, with each placing the top three teams. You can view the full list of winners and winners during each of the holes for prizes from hole 1 through hole 18 over at NewsDakota.com. The Jamestown post-14 Eagles return to play this weekend in Wyoming as they travel to Wyoming for the Gillette Tournament, which got underway yesterday and will run all the way through Sunday this week. And then Jamestown will return to Jack Brown Stadium for three consecutive days of baseball at Jack Brown, beginning next Tuesday against Valley City and rolling through the week, Wednesday against Mandan and Thursday afternoon against Watford City. You can stay up to date with everything happening in local sports, always live at NewsDakota.com. Make sure you check out the full sports schedule to stay up to date with everything happening in post-14 baseball. I'm Jared Matheny, and this has been your local sports report.